Morning everybody, 6th of March, hope you're well. We've woken up to fog, look at this. But yesterday was a really nice day, so I can't complain. I do apologise, I've not done one of these for absolutely ages. I just had to take time out just to collect my thoughts, and I did think that I wasn't going to do this, carry on, delete it and everything, but I've had some mini lovely messages from people, so thank you very much for your support. A lot's happened. I haven't found a letter, unfortunately. Friends have been out with their dogs looking for it. We even had the local parish council out looking too, and the scouts. By fluke, the scouts were having a jamboree that weekend in that rain that we had, and they all had it as part of one of the tasks to look for it. That was really good. But I've been really well supported, which was fantastic. And come on, little puppy. You don't want to go down that route. No, should we go back this way? She's been very lazy. She wants to go back home. So everybody has been out looking for it. I backtracked my steps the moment I knew that I lost it. I can only think that somebody has picked it up, because it's nowhere. And either or an animal has got it and scurried off with it and built its nest with it. I really don't know. But, for it to disappear completely, it's mad. Because it wasn't just a piece of paper, it was four or five scraps of A4 lined paper just folded into a quarter, but it was still quite large, and a bit bulky as well. So I would have spotted it. I know I would have spotted it. So I'm just hoping that it will find its way back to us. And I'm just berating myself that I didn't copy it. But I did actually take a full size photo of the first two pages and send it to my sister and close up. So I do actually have the copy bit that has my dad's name on it. So I'm going to take comfort with that. And also because I read it out to you guys, I have got the dialogue on here, so I can do the word for word and probably write it all out myself, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I've got to move on for this because it's been really upsetting, and I haven't been really sure what to do, whether to finish it. But as I said at the beginning, this is her story as well as my story, and I think finding that letter, her story, the girl with the ants in her pants, I think she wants to be heard. I think she wanted people to know about her story. She was forever telling me that she wanted to write a book. And so I am going to carry on. And so I'm going to start this tomorrow. So this is going to be a really short one today. But I just wanted to quickly jump on and just say hi. Apologies for not being on. And thank you for all the support and the views. The subscribers as well, so thank you again very much for all of that. I'll continue tomorrow. It'll go up, I think, probably about the evening time on tomorrow's Thursday, because I'm out at work all day. So I am going to carry on. There's lots. I'm packing up all this stuff to put in the loft and put it away, and that's what sparked me to say, look, you know what, carry on, because I started reading a few bits and pieces that she'd written on scraps of paper, and I don't want her life to be bagged up in a plastic folder and put away forever. They were left for a reason. So it was that sort of spurred me on to go, you know what, we're going to do this. I'll pop on tomorrow. And I just wanted to really say a massive thank you. I keep saying thank you, thank you. and hope you're all okay. And I'm back on tomorrow. I'll see you soon. Take care. Have a lovely day. Bye.